Good morning, it's Thursday, June 27th, and this is Slices of Wenatchee. We've got new episodes out on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays, so make sure to follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. Today, Weldner Apartment Homes is set to embark on a transformative project that will reshape Wenatchee Avenue. And later, authorities arrested a man in Entiat on Tuesday after a multi-hour standoff with law enforcement. The man was at his mother's home and had armed himself with two rifles. Before we begin, have you joined Neighbor yet? If not, download the app today and join local conversations about issues that matter. Neighbor is a site just for our local community, focused on facts, not misinformation. Best of all, it's free for everyone. To learn more, visit wenatcheeworld.com/NABUR. Now our feature story. Weldner Apartment Homes is set to embark on a transformative project that will reshape Wenatchee Avenue. Let's dive into the details of this upcoming construction and what it means for the community. 5 years after acquiring a notable property on Wenatchee Avenue, Weldner Apartment Homes is poised to start construction on the majestic apartment building this fall. The real estate investment firm based in Kirkland has invested $1.4 million in the site and an additional $720,000 in the adjacent jailhouse property. The project covers a 16,000 square foot area, promising 3 retail spaces on a half-acre lot. Initially scheduled to begin early in 2024, the construction's start date has been moved to the fall, pending building permit reviews. Weldner's development director, Nick Nowotarski, outlined the company's plans. The Majestic will have the longest construction timeline, prompting the company to prioritize it. Following its commencement, construction on the jailhouse and streetscape projects will begin, aiming for simultaneous completion. The streetscape proposal, presented by Nowotarski to the Wenatchee City Council, includes a variety of improvements. These include curb realignment, raised intersections and mid-block crossings, sidewalk paving, street trees and planting areas, planting irrigation, soil cells and permeable paving areas, historic pedestrian light poles, benches, bike racks, waste receptacles, and bollards. The project involves demolishing 4 structures, constructing 2 new buildings, and renovating the historic Old Wenatchee Jailhouse, located behind the 200 block of Wenatchee Avenue. Dean Weldner, the founder and chairman, will fund the majority of the project through a charitable donation, with the city contributing $350,000 to the Majestic project. The exact total costs are not yet available. The city's financial commitment to the streetscape project remains undecided, but the jailhouse project is fully funded by Weldner. In addition to the Majestic, Weldner plans to build a 5-story apartment building with a 2-floor underground parking garage at 205 South Mission Street. The parking configuration on Wenatchee Avenue will shift from angled to parallel parking, creating more space for outdoor seating and pedestrian walkways. This change will reduce parking spaces from 154 to 136 within the area, but the new Majestic parking garage will add over 100 more spots. As construction begins this fall, residents can look forward to a revitalized streetscape and improved urban infrastructure. Before we continue, the Wenatchee Wine and Food Festival is coming up on Saturday, August 24th at the Town Toyota Center. Enjoy award-winning wines and sample tasty bites while you enjoy live music and celebrate our region's wine culture. Get your tickets now for the region's premier summer event at wenatcheewineandfood.com. Next, authorities arrested a man in Entiat on Tuesday after a multi-hour standoff with law enforcement. The man was at his mother's home and had armed himself with 2 rifles. Chief Seth Bueller of the Chelan County Sheriff's Office described the situation as a potential mental health episode. The mother, concerned for safety, left the home and called 911. Investigators discovered the man was not legally allowed to possess firearms. Consequently, a search warrant was obtained for the home. Given the seriousness of the situation, the East Cascade SWAT team was called to the scene. After several tense hours, the man surrendered peacefully with no injuries reported. There were initial concerns about gunshots being fired, however, Chief Bueller clarified that the sounds were likely from the SWAT team's diversionary devices used to safely manage the standoff. During the standoff, Highway 97A was closed and nearby residents were advised to shelter in place. The order was lifted around 4 p.m. and normal activities resumed. This incident highlights the ongoing challenges law enforcement faces when dealing with armed individuals, especially those experiencing mental health crises. The swift and coordinated response by the East Cascade SWAT team ensured a peaceful resolution to what could have been a tragic situation. Thanks for listening. For more information on all the stories you heard today, visit us at wenatcheeworld.com. The Wenatchee World has been engaging, informing, and inspiring North Central Washington communities since 1905. We encourage you to subscribe today to keep your heart and mind connected to what matters most in North Central Washington. Thank you for starting your morning with us, and don't forget to tune in again on Saturday.